KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 50 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with isolated sprinkles this afternoon and a high around 72. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In state news, Governor Kim Reynolds has signed a budget bill that prohibits the use of Medicaid funding to pay for sex reassignment surgery. The Republican governor signed the Health and Human Services funding bill Friday and opted not to issue a line item veto of the ban on public funding for such surgeries. Conservative Republicans added the prohibition in the closing days of the legislature, saying it was a response to a recent Iowa Supreme Court decision that said the state couldn't deny two transgender women Medicaid coverage for sex reassignment surgery. Danielle Hoffman Zanell, executive director of the civil rights group Iowa, or One Action Iowa, said that by signing the bill, Reynolds tarnished Iowa's reputation as a state that stands for fairness and equality. The Walnut City Council Thursday evening amended its dates for the Antique Fall Festival. City Clerk Shannon Wood.
Well, the Fall Festival is going to be September 21st and 22nd, and it'll be downtown again as normal. And the streets were approved last night to be closed.
And the festival had previously been announced as September 14th and 15th, but again, that's been changed to the 21st and 22nd. Walnut is a pass-through city for this year's RAGBRAI, and Wood says planning for that event is just getting underway.
They had a meeting this last week on Tuesday. They're setting up some committees for vendors and for PR and that kind of stuff, but there's not a whole lot just yet. They'll do a dry run of the course on June 2nd, and that's when they'll... You know, the city will approve what streets are going to be shut down.
She said also the Parks Department reported on preparations for Little League at the city parks in Walnut this summer.
We have all the Little League games from Avoca or AHSTW are going to be played over here this year. So the guys were just filling us in on what, you know, how they got the parks ready to go because they haven't been used a whole lot in the last several years.
The council also approved a budget amendment for the fiscal year 2018-19 budget after a public hearing. Well, if you have documents, bills, or other similar forms of paper that need to be securely shredded to protect your information, you can stop by the Atlantic Public Library this morning beginning at 9 o'clock until 11 a.m., where those documents can be shredded absolutely free of charge. Friends of the Atlantic Public Library are sponsoring the event using funds from their semi-annual Friends book sale. Ken Mormon is part of the organization. He says the shredder is for residents only who need their sensitive information destroyed.
We're going to be down at the library. They bring in a big truck from Des Moines. It's called the Shredding Company, I think, or something like that. We invite people to bring their valuables in the paper routine down to us, and we'll get rid of them for them.
They won't turn anyone away as long as the amount of paper they have to shred is reasonable. The process to get rid of those documents, he says, is as simple as driving up to the site.
Drive up to the library and approach the parking lot from the west that's coming in through the alley. We'll have somebody out on the street directing people coming from the west and from the east, try to get them in a timely manner. It won't take very long. They pull up, stop at a directed person. We have an official stopper. And then we will open, you open the doors to your car or your trunk or your back hatch. We'll take everything out for you. You don't have to get out of the car.
Once your documents have been removed from your vehicle, they'll be placed into a dumpster and shredded immediately. Last year, Mormon said they shredded about 2 tons of paper.
We'll take just about anything that's shreddable. We can't do three-ring binders, but paper clips, staples, stuff like that, don't worry about it. Just come in. We'll take care of it for you. You probably stop and slow down for maybe or a minute, that's all you have to worry about.
The shredder is intended for normal office paper, such as 8.5 by 11 or 11 by 14. If you have newspapers and stuff like that you want to recycle, there are other drop boxes in town for that. Mormon says the documents will not be accepted before 9 a.m. or after 11 a.m.
We don't have a facility down there for people to drop it off early. And if they're late, they're late. They're not going to be anybody there. We're going to be very flexible. We're not standing there pointing at the rules and stuff like that.
And if you missed the shredding event today, you can gather your papers up for next spring when the Friends of the Atlantic Public Library are expected to have the shredder available once again. Congressman Steve King has announced that Elise Masters of Crawford County has been selected as this year's winner of the Congressional Art Competition in Iowa's 4th Congressional District. Masters, who was a high school student at Otobolt Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove Community School District, submitted a compelling work entitled Farm Food Chain. You can view that picture under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Steve King said, "We have an abundance of talented young artists in Iowa's 4th District, and I appreciate the efforts of everyone who entered the Congressional Art Competition. This year's winner, Elise Masters," he said, "produced a terrific piece that is visually appealing and representative of the importance of agriculture to our district." And he congratulated Elise for her achievement and said he looks forward to seeing Farm Food Chain on display at the Capitol. Each year, the Congressional Art Competition and Artistic Discovery is sponsored by members of the U.S. House of Representatives through the Congressional Institute to recognize and encourage artistic talent in each member's congressional district. The competition is open to all high school students, and the winner's art piece will be displayed in the U.S. Capitol for 1 year. The 4th District winner, along with one guest, will be flown to Washington, D.C. for the congressional celebration, courtesy of Southwest Airlines. Sheriff's deputies in Pottawatomie County responded to a report of an alcohol overdose at around 10:55 p.m. Wednesday in Walnut. A 10-year-old boy reported his 11-year-old sister drank a bottle of vodka and was very drunk. The parents were not at home at the time of the incident. Walnut Rescue transported the girl to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs for treatment. Her parents were contacted and instructed to report to the hospital. An on-call Iowa DHS worker was notified, and the 11-year-old female was referred to juvenile court. The sheriff's office said also 23-year-old Jody Thomas Taylor of Glenwood turned himself in Wednesday afternoon after a warrant for violation of probation was confirmed. Taylor was transported to and booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail. There were also three prisoners from other jails transported to the Pott County Jail on Wednesday. 30-year-old Uriah Hardesty of Council Bluffs was brought to the address the Pott County warrant for violation of probation. 42-year-old Royce Leon Singleton of Clinton, Missouri, was also transported to the Pott County Jail for violation of probation. And 32-year-old Anthony Michael Huff of Pacific Junction was brought from the Sarpy County, Nebraska jail to Pottawatomie County, where he was wanted on a warrant for violation of probation, theft in the second degree, and on a hold for another agency. His bond on the theft charge was set at $5,000. The Glenwood Police Department reports 45-year-old Vernon Lee Brent of Glenwood was arrested Thursday afternoon after the car he was driving was observed traveling southbound on Elm Street before it struck a mailbox. Brent was arrested for OWI second offense and cited for reckless driving. His cash or surety bond was set at $2,000. Damage from the incident amounted to $500. And finally, in Western Iowa news, three people are facing multiple drug charges following their arrest by a combined task force of Storm Lake Police and the Buena Vista County Sheriff's Office. Matt Williams reports from Spencer.
Police say they executed search warrants at three Storm Lake residences and arrested 28-year-old Billy Fang, 37-year-old Meng Hur, and 34-year-old Marvin Mua. Officers seized several pounds of marijuana, crystal meth, and 50 grams of psilocybin mushrooms, drug paraphernalia, handguns, and assault rifles. Fang was charged multiple counts of drug possession with intent to deliver and failure to affix a drug tax stamps. Hur was charged with possession of meth and possession of drug paraphernalia. Mua was arrested on warrants for multiple counts of possession of drugs with the intent to deliver and failure to affix drug tax stamps. Mua was also charged with two counts of trafficking stolen weapons. The seized drugs were valued at $282,000.
The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.